The Irish College of General Practitioners is urging pregnant women to get vaccinated as cases of whooping cough are on the rise here. 11 cases of pertussis were confirmed last week. There have been 79 cases since the start of the year. That's compared with just 18 in all of last year. In the north, there have been 769 confirmed cases of whooping cough so far this year, compared to just 2 between 2021 and last year. Mayo GP Scott Walken is on the line. That's some rise, Dr. Walken, and we'll get to that shortly, but what is whooping cough and how dangerous can it be?
So whooping cough is an infection that's quite contagious, and it's a vaccine-preventable infection. So it's not dangerous for people that are protected with vaccines. For younger children who have not been vaccinated, they are at risk of severe illness. Thankfully, most of them won't have severe illness, but there, in some cases, unfortunately, younger babies can get quite sick with this. But all of that is vaccine preventable.
And why has there been such a big increase, particularly north of the border? That's an enormous increase. Yeah.
So what happens with whooping cough is that it tends to go through phases of higher numbers and lower numbers, usually every 3 to 5 years. Internationally, the numbers have been going up in Australia, in Brazil, in Canada, in China, in the UK, the US. So the numbers are going up everywhere. And it's part of this season, this pattern of waxing and waning, going up and going down, that happens always has happened. So it is likely that with the isolation and during social isolation during COVID, that there was less of that natural immunity that people get from exposure to whooping cough. So that now, because of the high level of susceptibility, we're seeing more people becoming a bit sicker with this illness. But it's vaccine preventable, so all of this can be avoided.
Yes, it is part of the childhood vaccine program, and yet we're still seeing an increase.
So vaccination levels have been falling internationally, including in Ireland. And that's part of the story. That, along with this usual increase and fall off that happens over the years. And I think COVID has added to that. So there's I suppose in some ways there's a perfect storm that's contributing to increasing numbers of whooping cough cases.
Now, you're urging pregnant women to get vaccinated. Why?
So the reason is because the people that are greatest risk of whooping cough are the very youngest. Okay, so babies under 2 months, for example, are at risk. But the first vaccination against whooping cough can't be given until 2 months. The vaccines are given at 2, 4, 6 months in junior infants in first year and secondary school. So the way to protect children under the age of 2 months is to vaccinate their mother while the baby is in the womb. And what that does is the mum acts as generates lots and lots of antibodies, which are then transferred across the placenta to the baby. And they protect the baby until they're old enough to get the childhood vaccination schedule, and they can get protection then that way.
Is it safe to get it at any stage during your pregnancy?
It's generally recommended between about 16 weeks and 36 weeks. That's usually when it's recommended. It can be given a bit later than that as well, if necessary.
Are you seeing any cases in your practice?
I haven't seen any confirmed cases in practice, but like most people that get, thankfully, most people that get pertussis won't have severe symptoms. So it will present like a head cold followed by a cough.
It's very sickening.
It's not necessarily a very severe illness.
No, but it can be very sickening, particularly when you're very small.
Well, that is the group that are at greatest risk. That's quite right, Gavin, yeah.
Scott Walken, GP in Mayo, thank you very much for speaking with us on the programme. We'll be talking about the Eurovision next.